Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. We're doing our community spotlight this morning. Kelsey Webb is joining me from Ohio High Point Career Center. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So what kind of things? Okay, first of all, we should probably tell people who might be new to Shine FM, what is Ohio High Point?
So Ohio High Point is a career center located in Belle Fountain here, the highest point in Ohio, and we offer career training for juniors and seniors in high school. And then we also partner with high schools in our area to provide career training and in forms of satellite programs. So we actually have career programs in the high schools that students can begin taking as early as middle school. And the whole reason for having Ohio High Point in our community is to provide that career training through industry credentials and college credits, so that way students feel more confident when they go out into the workforce or when they apply to different colleges.
Yeah, it's giving them so many more options, even for summer jobs. Would you agree?
Yes. Oh, definitely.
So COVID's changed a lot, and I know that there are certain industries that you guys train for. Mm-hmm. So tell me about that.
Yes. So we've actually seen a huge increase in the demand for construction and outdoor careers and HVAC. And so it's been pretty awesome to see that growth in those industries and to know that we are right here and we're able to provide students with those strong skills so that they can graduate, they can earn their credentials that are needed to find a job, and they can earn a really good living and a really high salary because those jobs are so in demand right now.
Yeah. So construction, landscaping, these are the outdoor ones you're talking about?
Yes. Yep. So if you look around town right now where they're building the new apartment complex, where they're building houses both in town and out of town. And so you've been able to see a lot of these structures just kind of pop up really, really fast. And so it's been great to see. And then people, because they were home during COVID, they wanted house projects done. They wanted their yard and landscapes to be pristine. They wanted things to do that maybe, you know, they'd put off for a couple of weeks or a couple of months or a couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
And so now all of a sudden, like, these people are in high demand. And so we want to make sure that we are training the next skilled workforce, and we're giving those students a really good opportunity to get right into the industry.
And do you have a way to help them to get right into that industry? Do you have a way of referring them or things like that?
We do. So we have our work-based learning program, and this is, I'm so glad that you brought this up because it ties in awesome with our outdoor careers program that we have. A senior right now, his name is Christian, and his junior year, he was able to earn his Ohio nursery technician license. He was able to earn his Ohio applicator's license, his level one NCCER credentials, his forklift credential. So now during his senior year, he has all of these credentials and he's been able to network with a lot of different companies in the area. He is now working with EMI in Plain City, which is a landscaping company, a high-end landscape company. And he's now able to work for them while he's still in school as part of our work-based learning program. So not only are we providing the skills for students to break into the industry, but we're also giving them that network of career mentors.
Yeah, I love that. And that's really the important part. I mean, I want my child to be able to learn those skills, mm-hmm. but also to be able to get out into the workforce and actually use those skills.
It's all hands-on real-world learning.
And I love that you guys help them to do that, because sometimes it's hard to just walk onto a job mm-hmm. like that unless you have that backing of the school.
Yes.
And so that's just an example of what you guys provide mm-hmm. at Ohio High Point. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk a little bit about how kids or even their parents can find out more information on how to get into Ohio High Point Career Center. So we'll have more of our community spotlight coming up in just a moment. We are here at Shine FM with our community spotlight, and in the studio with me today is Kelsey Webb. She's with the Ohio High Point Career Center, which, before we let people know, that that's an alternative to traditional juniors and senior years in high school.
Correct.
And so they can actually come out of Ohio High Point not only finishing their high school degree, but also learning a skill that's going to help them get a job.
Exactly. It gives them, it puts them ahead of the game, gives them a jump start on their future, regardless of whether they're going to be employed, enrolled, or go into the military, be enlisted. So whatever that pathway is, Ohio High Point can help get the students there.
And who is eligible to come to Ohio High Point?
So Ohio High Point has a very large district. We actually cover 5 counties and 14 partner high schools. So we cover all the schools in Logan County. We partner with all the schools in Hardin County as well as Champaign County. And then we also work with Marysville in Union County and then Waynesfield-Goshen in Auglaize County.
Okay. So what students, which ages or which grades do you... How does that work?
Yes. So students who are looking to apply or want to come to campus, they can apply during their sophomore year of high school.
Oh, okay.
And so we make sure that they're on track to graduate. We look at their grades. We look at their attendance because we do have an application and a review process in order to accept students into the programs because there are limited seats.
Right. Because you're doing hands-on and you
Correct.
Can't have huge classes. So that's
Exactly.
the good part about it. They're mm-hmm. they're really doing the job.
Exactly. Again, it's the hands-on, real-world learning, and keeping those classes capped at a certain number really does provide some really unique experiences. Rather than having a 100-student class, you can really get down and work one-on-one with a lot of those students because there are limited seats in each of our programs.
So can they come to your school if they're just wanting to come for 1 year, like a junior year or a senior year?
Yes, so they could definitely come for just 1 year. Typically, those programs are geared more towards that senior year. So if there's a junior that is going, oh man, I really should have done this, or I'm really interested in this now. Their junior year, they can look at some of our 1 year experience programs that we have.
Okay.
And then they can choose to apply and then get that 1 year experience their senior year.
Okay. And so what about homeschool students?
Homeschool students are always welcome. We think that regardless of education, whether you're at a partner school or at your home school or even at Calvary Christian, it does not matter. We partner with everybody because this opportunity is for everybody.
Mm.
And so we want to make sure that all students have the availability to take advantage of it.
And very well placed in an area that has really unique industries
exactly.
that are going on mm-hmm. right now, especially with the smart highway and the new construction in Logan County and all that stuff. It's
yes.
it's a great place to be. All right, so let's talk to the sophomores and to the parents of, if you've got a freshman or a sophomore, what do they need to know about the application process or even getting to know the school better?
Yes, so they want to get to know the school better. I would encourage them. They can find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. They can go to our website at ohiohighpoint.com. In November, we're going to be launching a virtual tour. We can't bring students on campus this year for
obvious reasons.
For obvious reasons. which is a bummer, but we are excited we're going to be having a virtual tour. And so it's going to be a very cool experience for students and families to just engage in the different labs and see what's going on. And then our application will launch in December. So all this information will be available on our website. We're going to make sure that we're keeping in touch with those students and those families. And we're really looking forward to kind of sharing the cool things that career education has.
Okay, tell them how to get a hold of you for more info.
So they can email me at kweb@ohiohighpoint.com. They can also go to ohiohighpoint.com and find my contact information there.
All right, there you go. Kelsey, thanks for coming in and telling us all about this. I don't have any kids at home, or I would totally be on board. But I thank you so much for taking the time. And we'll do this again next month. We'll give them another update on what's going on. And definitely, if you are interested in anything that Kelsey was talking about, get a hold of Ohio High Point Career Center and ask those questions, because they have the answers. And if not, they will tell you where to find those answers. That is our community spotlight for this Wednesday. We're going to get back to the music right after this.
We're community supported Shine FM.